the adoration. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We ask that you will speak to us today. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Let today make a new day. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take it. Already 39 countries by Sunday morning before the convention. And I believe that something very drastic will happen this year. In Jesus' name. Welcome you all to this second service of today, looking on the subject of pathways to divine direction, part two. Pathways to divine direction, part two. Jeremiah chapter 3 and in verse 33, it says, call unto me, and I will answer you. 3:33. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. A major, well, our objective this morning is first of all to understand the attitude and climate for divine direction. What attitude should we possess? What climate should we maintain in order to receive that divine direction? And number two, want to understand the ways in which God directs. Most times, the answer to our prayer is an insight. Most times, we want God to give us something physical. But God said, what I want to give you is not material. What I want to give you is light. What I want to give you is insight. What I want to give you is a revelation. And that revelation holds the key to the solution you need. Divine direction unveils mysteries. Mysteries handle miseries. Life can be miserable in the presence of mysteries. Mysteries determine mastery. And so it is very, very critical. A life can remain miserable without insight until certain mysteries are revealed. A life can remain in slavery until certain mysteries are revealed. Frustration is terminated by revelation. John chapter 6 verse 6. Jesus had 5,000 people to feed. But the Bible said himself knew what he would do. He knew what he would do. Our frustration is the lack of knowing what to do. Our major frustration is the lack of knowing what to do. And I said, if you know what to do, you live where you are. The reason why many of us are still where we are in life is we don't know what to do. But today, somebody shall know. You believe that? Say a loud amen. Today, God shall give us the capacity to know in Jesus' name. In the first service, we looked at five attitudes, five actions that will help us to tune the climate to receive from God. I'm going to look at that and then look at the other five. Number one, we talk about the attitude of meekness. The meek he will guide in judgment. The meek he will show the way to go. Your humility affects your sensitivity to God. Again, humility affects sensitivity. Humility affects sensitivity. Meekness is connected to guidance. The humbler you are, the sharper you are in the realm of the spirit. The attitude of meekness. Number two, the decision to hear. I will hear. I am not a deaf. I'm not deaf and dumb. He said, my sheep hear my voice, so I will hear. That is, you made up your mind to hear. That is, you are intentional about hearing. You are deliberate. I will hear. Number three is a climate of joy and praise. Depression deprives of direction. Depression deprives of direction. Depression and direction are mutually exclusive, diametrically opposed. If you choose depression, you lose direction. And if it is direction you want, depression is not an option. You can't receive inspiration in the climate of depression. The only thing you receive in depression is oppression. 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 You shall have a song as the, when the Holy Solemn is kept and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. The climate number four is submission. The action of submission to godly instruction. When you are in touch with the voice of your teachers, through the voice of your teachers, the voice of God can come to you. Even if the Lord gives you the water of adversity and the bread of affliction, yet shall your teachers not be removed far into a corner, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21. And thine ear shall hear the word behind you saying, this is the way to go. You lock up yourself with the tapes and CDs. Lord, I'm looking for direction in the financial area. Before you are done, clarity. Number five is the action of watching in the midnight. The midnight hour is the hour of high spiritual signals transmission. The vision was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, where you deliberately sit up in the night while others are sleeping. You are awake, praying, then you sleep afterwards. It's a time for receiving. I'm going to go to the sixth now, which is in the next service. And that is the attitude of inquiry, the action, an attitude of inquiry that is specifically asking questions. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16. It says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. Inquiry. Until questions are asked, answers are not accessed. Ask. Lord, at a junction of life. What do I do to move to the next level? Lord, is there something you are saying I am not hearing? Or is there something you have said to me to do I haven't done? Is there an action pending? I have had God in his mercy remind me of what he said before. Say, okay, concerning this matter, this, you remember this. This is what it is. Take your seat. Paul the apostle asked, what will thou have me do on the road to Damascus when that light shone on him? And he directed him that Ananias, will encounter Ananias who will show him what to do. Don't be afraid to ask, because God is not afraid to answer. God is not intimidated by any question. There are people who think that God is in trouble. If you ask me about something, I may not know. I may go and ask God. But if you ask God, there is nobody for God to ask. He will answer you. If you don't have an answer immediately, you will have an answer eventually. Amen. At times, silence is an answer. That is, do nothing. Hold on. One day, Babu Yedeko asked God about something. He said, I told you not to ask me about this again until I get back to you on it. At times, silence could be an answer. When you are in an exam hall, you are not permitted to talk. Both you and the teacher, you are not talking. The teacher doesn't teach during exam. Sila. Ay, 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 ay. Am I communicating at all? There are steps you wanted to take and you say, Lord, should I move? And you didn't hear. Means stay where you are. Means do nothing further. But the truth of the matter is, a great percentage of the time you ask in desperation, in genuineness and in pressure, you will hear. Maybe he will tell you to intensify a particular action he already told you to carry out. But you will hear. Maybe he will give you a light to explain a particular confusion you have. But you will hear. The attitude of inquiry. Action and attitude of inquiry. Number 7 is the action and attitude of listening. Deliberate listening. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention. For God has something to say. Psalm 85, Verse 8. I will hear what the Lord, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I will hear. That is, I have positioned myself. So two things are there. Number one, I have decided to hear. Number two, I am listening to hear. I have made the decision to hear. I'm not deaf and dumb. My God is not dumb. He's speaking. And I will hear. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me on the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. I am watching. Many times people talk to God. Father, I came to let you know that I am tired of waiting for life partner. You hear? Just to let you know that I'm tired. See you tomorrow morning. It's a big quarrel. It's a big quarrel. It is not meant to be a one-way communication. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. So there is something proceeding from God. When last did you take time to hear? How is it like if your husband comes and says, and just downloads upon you and turn back and start going, or your wife? How is that like? How do you feel the last time you greeted somebody and they answer you? One-way communication is frustrating. After you have finished your praying, take the time to listen. And at times in the listening, your mind can be overwhelming. Your mind can just be popping up and try to talk to you. What you do at that time, engage in tongues. Just distract the mind away and be tonguing while listening. Is there something you are saying, Lord? While that climate is on, all of a sudden something just pops up. All of a sudden a scripture pops up. All of a sudden a word just drops. If while you have quieted your mind for a while, you didn't hear anything, you step into the written word. We'll come back to that later. And from the written word, that is the Bible itself, from the written word, the spoken word will burst out. You know, God is the owner of the book. He can bring his voice out of even genealogy. Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, Jacob begat the patriarchs, Patriarchs begat this, begat. While they begat him, is going on. That is what you are reading. He can decide to talk to you on marital matters, ministry matters from that genealogy. Am I communicating at all? So it is important to have that action and that attitude of listening. And that leads me to the third point for this service, which is the climate of stillness and calmness. Now listening is still a bit different from stillness and calmness. In listening, what are you saying? In stillness and calmness, you actually separated yourself. You actually separated yourself. Genesis chapter 32 verse 24, and Jacob was left alone. Call it the climate of stillness and aloneness. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled with him a man till the break of day. The stillness and aloneness. Genesis chapter 46,
Psalm 46 and in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. This involves you separating yourself to a quiet. Maybe you take a day, a whole day, you lock yourself up somewhere. Disconnected from noise. Maybe three days is very, very easy. Before ministry, 3 days. While I was trusting God for marital direction, that one was between 3 to 7 days. Before the week was out. Maybe if you are interested in your destination, you must be deliberate about separation. Separation for direction. If you are interested in where you are going in life, you must be deliberate about separation unto direction. Many people don't are surprised while things are not working. Why? You just continue with the noise of the day. Everything continue. No interruption, no break. I like casual leaves and annual leaves if it is applied to what is very, very profitable. Traveled all the way, one whole week, shopping, Dubai, Paris, up and down. The shop you went to in Dubai, 3 days of separation, can give you direction that can make you own 10 of those kind of shops. Akwe Magana. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The shop you went to shop in Dubai, that you use 1 week of casual leave to while and enrich the people. 3 days of intensity with you and God can give you direction that can make you own such shops times 10. Many people think it's only pastors that will fast and pray. You can do 3 days rugged fasting and prayer of strategic direction for your future. As a businessman. As a politician. Very, very important. And I believe that something is changing in somebody's life today. A young lady testified the other day, last Sunday, right? How her auntie brought her from Port Harcourt and kept her with her. And she observed this auntie of hers, who is not a pastor, praying 9 hours a day. And they say, what kind of thing is this? Going out on evangelism, studying scripture ruggedly. So he connected the girl, and the girl prayed like 1 or 2 or 3 hours. Remember the testimony. Demons checked out of that girl, including the devil of stealing, checked out of that girl, lying and all of that, by staying with an auntie who is not a pastor. Something is changing in somebody's life here. Let's begin to do serious things with our lives, serious things with our time. And we are going to begin to see glorious things about life and destiny. It's climate of separation. Climate of stillness. By the mercy of God, this climate around here, very, very drastic open heavens. I've had people come. Before a day or 2 or 3 days are over, wow, heavens open. Clarity. That shall be your portion today in Jesus' name. I'll draw the curtain very quickly because I spent so much time. The climate of stillness and calmness, actually separation. Number 9 is the saturation with the word. When you are trusting God to hear, endeavor to saturate your life and your climate with the word. John chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word of God equals light. So you, when you are saturated with light, it brings you clarity and direction. You just saturate your climate. You do mentality ventilation with scripture. 5 chapters a day, 10 chapters. This is just to ventilate mentality, to sanitize thinking. Am I communicating at all? To prepare yourself for hearing. Very, very important. And finally, it is the climate of fasting. The climate of fasting and prayer. The climate of fasting and prayer. Fasting sharpens spirituality. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. He said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Verse 8, then shall your light break forth. There is a breaking forth of light in the climate of fasting. Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2. There were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Separate me Barnabas and Saul. While they fasted, the Holy Ghost said, somebody shall hear something today. If you are the one, you say aloud, amen. If you are the one, you hear, say aloud, amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest, amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive clarity of hearing. I receive direction today. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Having said all of that, what are the ways in which we hear God? Now, basically, the ways are the same with what I said in the first service. I might use different scriptures or illustrations, but the same way. Number one is the voice of God from the word. The voice of God. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. The Bible said, and the Lord appeared in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. By the word. You hear the voice of God from the word of the Lord. And I'll give you a practical example. You are in a situation of inquiry. Now, we're about to go to Jalingo for crusade. 2022. Just out of the COVID. But COVID was still on ground. And first of all, they lifted the ban on public gathering but brought it back. But we already advertised. They said there was a resurgence of COVID, so no public meeting again. But we already advertised. We didn't. Second, terrorism exploded in that side of the nation. Third, there was a holiday of the other religion in that part. That was exactly holding the crusade dates. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. The exact crusade date. Now that appeared confrontational. 48 hours to the time my wife asked me, are we still going? I said, I'm not sure. And the answer was, I'm not sure. I was ready for it to be canceled at that time. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everybody says, now we have three witnesses. Three contraindications, like we say in medicine. So I said, Lord, are we going? What about this meeting? He took me to the passage straight. Lift up your head, O ye gates. and be thou lifted, you everlasting doors, let the King of glory come in. What are you saying, Lord? You see, I'm waiting for you there. Hey. And every time God, you see, the Bible says, look at the crusade. Look at the crusade there. That field was filled before opening prayer. By 4 p.m., the crowd had already overwhelmed the place. We hadn't done opening prayer yet. Stadium was jammed. I'm waiting for you there. The gates are lifted. You know what he told me, Father? He said, I am the owner of the universe. I can decide to hold my event anywhere and anytime. Anywhere and anytime. Anywhere I want and anytime I want. So this time I want it, that place I want it now. You know, it is examples that make principles cheap. That was practical hearing. Zoomed into the word and the voice just exploded out of the word. This is a way, and Bible says the voice of the Lord is powerful. Psalm 29 verse 3. So whenever he speaks to you, he injects fire in your spirit. There is such a power, such an audacity, such a ruggedity, it's like you are ready to face anything. And I told my wife, he said, what's happening? I said, we are going. I just heard. At that time, I was entering the plane like a lion, stepping on that ground there like a lion, ready to dare anything. If God say, I'm waiting for you there, which every devil should clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to somebody here today. You shall hear his voice. Say amen like a believer. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am ready to hear your voice from your word. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Also, something I said in the first service, I said there are times where this is a verse of scripture will drop in your spirit. You may not know which passage of the scripture said this. You look for it. You know the quotation, but you don't know the book and the chapter. You look for it. And when you step in there, you will hear the voice in the verse. When you step in there, that verse at times is like a pointer, like the signboard. And once you come there, just search around the perimeter of that verse. Read verses above, read verses behind, read all the way through. Read the whole book of it. Right there is something waiting for you. That is why the Holy Ghost was taking you in that direction. I've seen that a couple of times. I also heard that from my father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, how God directs him to scriptures and he sees around those scriptures and has direction. I speak to somebody here today, you will receive direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two is the voice of God from the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord literally speaks to you. The voice of God from the Spirit. Acts chapter, alright. Now we saw Romans 8:14 earlier on. And then now we can also see Acts chapter 10 verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee, while Peter thought on the vision. Acts chapter 16 verse 6 to verse 7, we saw how the Spirit of God was walking with Paul the Apostle. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and we are forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they are said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit allowed them not. That was Paul the Apostle practically walking with the Spirit, forbade them. The voice of the Spirit, like I said earlier on, will come. It could be audible, almost audible. You turn as if you heard somebody. It could be internal, so loud, but it's still internal. But you knew you heard something. But it could flow in the midst of the thought. Acts 10:19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, the thinking was still on. While something busted through that thinking process. Am I communicating at all? This is very, very important. While it busted out through that thought. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to take a vehicle from here to Abeokuta, and from there I'll be going. While that thought jump, bam! You are taking no vehicle, nowhere. Who just said that? You are taking no vehicle, nowhere. Oh, really? Yes, sir. It will happen to you. It will happen to you. A man sat in front of me some time ago. Before he opened his mouth, the Holy Ghost minister said, he's about to tell you a lie. That he robbed him. It's not true. He hasn't spoken yet. He's not Nigeria. He's Oyibo man. That is the last person I would suspect will be telling me such in Nigeria. And that before he opened his mouth and started talking, I was nodding my head. He thought I was agreeing to what he was saying. I was only saying, I heard it. Okay, so it is true. What? Praise the Lord. I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus. We went to a place in America, and as we were on the ground driving around, my wife and I heard a word, and the Holy Ghost said, that is the climate of this place. You remember? So it was, I didn't know the meaning of the word, so I looked at the dictionary. And when I saw it, it was just apt to the land. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is, every sheep is entitled. Acts, John chapter 10 verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I decree today, you shall hear his voice. Every spirit of deafness and dumbness is arrested right now. In Jesus' precious name. The voice of God. The voice of God from the spirit number 3 is the voice of God from the inner witness. The voice of God from the inward witness. This is where somebody say, I perceive. This is where somebody say, I feel. This is where somebody say, something is occurring to me. That is the voice of God. In the book of Mark chapter 2, did we read that earlier on? Alright, let's look at John chapter 13 and verse, also read that earlier on. John chapter 6 verse 15. John chapter 6 and in verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they will come and take him by force, who told him? Did he hear it? No. Did he see it? No. Did he see a vision? No. Did he hear a voice? No. But he perceived. He knew. He had a knowing that some people were coming to take him by force to make him king. He departed. That was God talking to him by perception. By inward knowing. By inward perception. You saw it in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 8. where the Shunammite woman said, I perceive. Verse 9. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. Nobody told me anything, but I perceive that this is a holy man of God. He has not preached. He hasn't said a word. But I have a perception that this man which passed by us continually is a man of God. It's a perception. It's a perception. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. He said the Spirit himself beareth us witness. So it's a witness in the Spirit that we are children of God. The same witness. Alright, that makes it very easy. The same way in which you know that you are now born again and you feel something on your inside. You feel that joy and that conviction that you are a child of God. You didn't see a vision. When you got born again, you didn't see a vision. You didn't hear a voice. But on the inside of you, there is a knowing. You know by your knower. You see by your seer. You hear by your hearer. You know by your knower that you are a child of God. That same knowing that made you know you are saved. That same knowing can make you know many, many, many things. Can make you know that this person coming to you as a saint is a demon incarnate. It can make you know. But our challenge is that since you didn't hear anything, you didn't see anything, see this good looking young man. I heard the story of a young man who, during marriage counseling class, won the award as the gentleman of the class. Only for him to get married under 1 month. The wife was under his terror. The gentleman of the class was a terror at the house. That is why you cannot be moved by what you see. Let the inward, let God guide you. Don't take for granted what you are feeling, what you are perceiving. Don't take it for granted. Am I communicating at all? Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how much miracle you experience anywhere or how accurate a prophetic word is. If you can't feel God, find your level. If there is no witness in the spirit that here is God, find your level. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. There was a young man that used to come to our house. My daughter, first daughter said, first child, I don't like, daddy, I don't like this uncle. I don't like this uncle. Little baby that like everybody. I don't like this uncle. And that uncle really had a very bad spirit. That guy, everybody was a problem. He complained about everybody, everything, including pastors, everybody. This boy should be in his 50-something now. I'm still calling him a boy. Because he's not settled. No house, no wife, nothing. Nothing. So, God will use the knowing, the perception, the inward perception to talk to you. I said in the first service that the purpose of seeing is to know. The purpose of hearing is knowing. And now if God bypasses the seeing and the hearing and goes straight for you to know, that is very, very perfect. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest believers amen. Number 4 is from the voice of God, from visions and revelations. Visions, revelations, trances. I will rush that right now. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 18. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. Hosea chapter 12 verse 10. He said, I have spoken to you by prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. So God can multiply visions. Visions are things you can see with eyes open. It's an open vision. You can see with eyes closed while praying or while you are just there. You can see with your natural senses suspended. You are awake, but senses suspended, and you are seeing like a trance. The sleep-awake junction, you can see many things at that junction. It's a trance. That is visions, revelations, and trances. Now, we can see the number five, the voice of God from dreams. All the scriptures that we applied at first, in Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, we saw the place of dreams, where God showed you dreams in the night. But like I said in the first service, dreams have three sources. It can come from yourself, like in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. Just place it on the screen. It can come from yourself. It can come from the enemy. Just like this is okay. And it can come from God. That is, if you think about anything too much, you can dream about it. The devil also can scare you with dreams. But let's read the last one. Job 33, verse 14 to verse 18. God can also, say, for God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. So we have that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and that to prevent his soul, hide pride from man and prevent him from going to an early grave, God reveals true dreams. What we need to do is to ensure that we are sure of where the dream is coming from. If it is from the self, ignore it. If it is from the devil, trash it. And if it is from God, establish it. God speaks in dreams. Number six is prophetic releases. The voice of God through prophetic releases. Where God uses someone's voice to speak. In Acts chapter 11, verse 28. Acts 11, 28. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great death throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Agabus spoke prophetically. And then Acts of the Apostles chapter 21 verse 10 to 12. Agabus spoke prophetically. And as we tarried many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girdle. And he spoke prophetically. But let me say this. Prophetic guidance is not the primary way in which God leads people. No. All the other ways, prophetic guidance is a confirmation. Because the most accurate prophets can fail. Can I tell you a story in this regard? I came back home from the university. I was in medical school like 50 years, and I came back home. And I met a prophetess that had prophesied to everybody. And everybody held her in high esteem as a prophetess. There's a prophet at home who she prophesied in his front. And the prophet held her. Everybody held her in high esteem. The moment I came and I heard her pray and speak in tongues, I said, this is not of God. So I told the prophet, this is, accurate prophet. I said, you are here and this person is prophesying and you are watching her. He said, what is wrong? I said, listen to this tongue and listen to her operation. He watched and he said, really? I said, can we pray about him? Her? He prayed. He said, okay, it looks like what you're saying is true. So we called her and prayed for her. That was the end of the prophecy. There was not one day of prophecy till the end of her life. She was an elderly woman. She may have lived for 20 more years. Not one prophecy again. Everybody had agreed. Are you understand what I'm saying here? So don't hand over your destiny to anybody's prophetic ministry. If the prophetic word came and it confirms what God already spoke to you, you are, that is, be grateful to God. If it doesn't confirm it, you are not under the obligation. Let me tell you something. One day, God sent a man of God from Judah to go and prophesy against the altar in Bethel, the altar of Jeroboam. This man was so anointed, he prophesied the altar scattered by prophetic word. Jeroboam wanted to slap him, his hand suspended in the air. After this operation, an old prophet in Bethel met him out of envy, out of jealousy. And he wanted this boy destroyed. And he said, branch my house and eat food. Thus says the Lord, you should branch my house and eat food. This young man said, God told me that in this prophetic operation, I should not branch anywhere. That as I finish prophesying, I should return back the same way. You know what the old prophet said? An angel of the Lord told me that I should tell you to branch my house. That was where my confusion is. You said God told you. This one said angel told him. What angel told person and what God directly told person? Which one should we believe? He said, I am a prophet as thou art. An angel speak unto me. That was where the young man should have discerned. By the word of the Lord saying, bring him back with thee into thy house that he may eat bread and drink water. Do you hear what the Bible says? But he lied unto him. He was a liar prophet. This was where I learned the lesson that God will not hold you responsible for what somebody claimed that God told them about you. That is, God said I should tell you to go into ministry. And you don't feel like you have a calling to go into ministry. Don't think you are disobeying God by refusing to hear that voice. You have gotten your balance. Except God spoke to you, and then somebody else came to confirm what God spoke to you, then you know you are in rebellion. But this one said God told him, and you have not heard God told you. God, what did you do to God that he won't tell you directly? And he has to tell somebody to tell you and punish you for refusing to do what another person claimed they heard God to tell you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are squarely responsible for what God told you. If he hasn't told you, insist, God, did I do anything? Every time I want to talk to Paul Daniel, I say, Destiny, come. Tell Paul Daniel that he should do so and so for me. Why he's here in front? Tell him for me. Tell him for me. Won't the day come when you say, Lord, sir, Daddy, what did I do? Why can't you talk to me directly? Even if I did anything, forgive me. I don't mind you sending them to me, but let it not be all the time. God will hold you squarely responsible. So that's why it is important. When you are blessed with prophetic confirmations, give God the praise for the blessings of the confirmations. But not as a primary mode of guidance. Can I give you another shocking one? Okay, so this man brought this young man back. This boy discarded what God told him in exchange for what somebody claiming an angel told them. That was his death. As soon as he disobeyed, the same lie prophet faced him and said, just hear the Lord. You just disobeyed him, you shall die. That was when I realized that it's possible for people to prophesy and prophet lie. Prophesy and prophet lie. That is the same person lying is still giving accurate prophecy. That's why accuracy of prophecy won't take you to heaven. Strength of apostolic signs and wonders won't take you anywhere. Because you are not the doer of it. It's your life with God. That's matter for another day. As massive as Papa, I mean, can anybody doubt that Bishop Oyedepo is called to fulfill his ministry? One of the most notable prophets in this country, everybody deferred to him at that time. When he presented the ministry vision to him, he said, he doesn't think he is called. Respected man. Say, I'm not sure, I don't think, young man, just face your professional, face your, just don't bother about the call. But he knew God spoke to him. He didn't discard the call. Can you imagine him discarding it? Because if I mention the name, many of you will know. Truly used of God in this country. No more. Used massively. At the end of the day. And don't suspect anybody because I have not mentioned any name. Whatever you may say, many of the younger people will not know. This is someone who ministered in the 30s. Yes. And he's still not the person you are thinking. very few men know the name. You understand? But he decided to hold on to the call. And see where the Winners Chapel is globally today. So, just that word of caution. Let God bless you with confirmations. But don't let it be the primary mode of direction. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And finally, we have the voice of God in circumstances where God used a situation to guide. Proverbs 27, verse 30 to verse 34. Look at that passage. 30 to 34. He said he went by the field of the slothful. by the vineyard of that man that was void of understanding. 24 rather, sorry. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man that was void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction from who? While I was looking, you can't instruct yourself. While I was looking at this thing, instruction was coming to me. I was looking at a wall broken down, a field that was not productive. I was just looking at something, but I began to hear. Keep going. I received instruction that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want as an armed man. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I am passing. I see a broken down wall. I see everything like our children used to say in those days, jagala, jagala. Nothing was written. He said, son, you see what you are watching? This is what happened when people are not diligent. This and that and that. Pay attention to your life's work. I'm looking at something. I am receiving instruction. From where? Job 32 and in verse 8. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. I am watching from my inside. The Almighty is granting me inspiration, direction, guidance, light. So let me advise you, don't waste your look. Don't waste your observation. While you look at anything that appears amazing, ask questions. Lord, what am I seeing? What are you saying? What am I learning from what I am seeing? Is there anything you have to tell me? I learned so many things growing up. From my home. Because I came from a normal African home. Polygamous. With all the characteristics of a typical polygamous home. All of them full. I learned how to be married. How to care for a wife. For children. I learned. I learned ministry. From some. How not, if you want to fail, run life like this. If you want to succeed, run life like this. Guided. Instructed. Don't treat human beings like that. Don't move about with shoulder raised like a demigod. It doesn't take you anywhere. Lent. Hallelujah. May your observation translate into inspirations. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. May your observations translate into inspirations. As you hear, may God answer you. In the year of 1988, I was in fellowship in the university, and an Indian man ministered, and he said something in the course of the service. And I asked the person next to me, I said, did you hear what the man said? He said, what did he say? You didn't hear what he said about Nigeria? He said, which particular one? I heard something that day that fired something in my spirit that told me your generation is waiting for you. He said it verbatim. The man said it with his mouth. Nigeria, the world is waiting for you. And from there, I took it further into another dimension. I'm aware that we'll be in China. I'm aware that we'll be in India. We've been in Pakistan. We're going to go back to Pakistan. Yes, we will. We will to do the second night. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So while you are in environments and circumstances, open your eyes, see, open your ears, listen. And I can assure you, if you confirm yourself a student, God will confirm himself the teacher. If you confirm yourself a student, God will confirm himself your teacher. If you confirm yourself a hearer, he will confirm himself a speaker. In conclusion, do you want to hear from God frequently? Do the things you hear. Can you give me Mark chapter 4, verse 24, from the Amplified Version? Then he said unto them, pay attention to what you hear. By your own standard of measurement. That is, to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply godly wisdom, it will be measured to you. And you will be given even greater ability to respond. And more will be given to you besides. When you hear, you obey. You are positioned to hear more. When you hear, which father wants to be talking to a child, giving instruction to a child that doesn't hear anything? Bring me slippers. He brought you pressing iron. Bring me a bottle of water. He went and brought you shell talks, insecticide. What will you do next time you avoid this way? You talk to others that are more responsive. All you talk is he forgot. Say, did I tell you to get my shoes? Oh, I'm so sorry. He played the instruction away on the road. You don't want to talk to him. You want to talk to other people. That is why God at times faces some people. He will face some people until people think God is partial. No, it's not partial. He's only working with those who are addicted, married to action from the direction. We are here preaching. Can you imagine? My children were there yesterday and said, how is it that you will preach to adults, you will preach to university students? I preached for 1 hour, 20 minutes yesterday to children. 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old, and maintain their attention span for 1 hour, 20 minutes. You need to see the clip. We're enjoying our lives. What did I just say? Give him the mic. See what I just said. Alert, awake. Instructed us to touch the children. We are touching them. Touch the teenagers. They say, I am a general overseer. Let children teacher teach children. An American man, Ron Lewis, was with us about a week or 2 weeks ago when we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they left on Saturday morning. Where? Morning, evening session with teenagers and youth church. We preached every day. I preached twice a day. He said this is the first time he has seen a general overseer sat down for youth meeting and stayed throughout from beginning to the end. That it is normally given to youth pastor or other people handle that with them. You do that. You come to preach to children. You come to preach to adults on Sunday. You come to preach to pastors from all around the world. You do command the day midnight prayer. You write daily devotional. you go for open air crusade, and then you go to a studio to record music and worship with one life. And then somebody says, why is it that God favor him so much? Come and enjoy the labor so you can enjoy the favor. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you are here and you are, and all is based on instruction. Went to Pakistan by instruction, Madagascar. Hallelujah. So I am saying this, that you should ensure that as God is speaking, be doing. So he will speak more, and then he will engrace you to do it. For it's not of him that will let or run it, but of God. All the schedule I mentioned now, if it is the energy of flesh, they admit you sins. Even if you are a soldier. But not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. My children have followed me for the crusade. They can tell you how many days it took them to rest. Stand up on your feet. Enjoy your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Stand up on your feet and shout the Lord and say amen. Anybody who say that we are enjoying should come and help do the work for 1 week. Okay, let's make it 2 weeks. Let's make it 2 weeks. But it is doable. Anything God asks you to do is doable. Any assignment God gives you to do is doable. Because it's not done with the energy of a man. It's done with the energy of God. The work of God can be done with the grace of God. And that grace is coming upon you. Someone is blessed. All this, what happened to all of you? You all came ahead of conference and came for Sunday service. Incredible. We shall not return back the same. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Be upstanding. Let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. Let's appreciate the great I am that I am. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we glorify you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. In the name of Jesus. The time is gone, but I'd like us to pray briefly. You are going to lift up your voice. Do we have the prayer schedule? Alright. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say Father. Say it louder, say Father. I've come before you to receive your help. Okay, first of all, say Father. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Louder. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today.
To me today.
I appreciate you.
I
appreciate your faithfulness.
I
appreciate your mercifulness. Help me, Lord, to hear you with accuracy in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray, pray.
in the name of Jesus.
In the first service, God gave someone an encounter where she saw the coat of arms of Nigeria coming out of the ground. And the Lord told her, my servant has prayed for this nation enough. It is time for answers. And we trust the Lord that God will give us answers. Even as we pray one more time. And then trust God for his hand to touch our lives. Lift your voice and your hands and your voice and say, Father,
thank you
for your word
today.
We ask
that you'll answer
our prayers
as we pray
today
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Lamentation 3 and verse 22 to 23. Let's read together, one to go. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, we ask that your mercy will shield your people in this season from arrows of strange diseases, terminal ailments, or sudden death. Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray.
Father, we ask that your mercy will shield your people in this season from arrows of strange diseases, terminal ailments, or sudden death, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that your mercy will shield your people in this season from arrows of strange diseases, terminal ailments, or sudden death, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your mercy will shield your people in this season from arrows of strange diseases, terminal ailments, or sudden death, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, we pray. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 10 and verse 19.
Behold, I give
unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Father,
we take authority
over every satanic and
enemy
conspiracy
from the waters,
the earth,
and the air.
We bring them into instant defeat.
Them into instant defeat
and destruction.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we take authority over every satanic and enemy conspiracy from the waters, the marine kingdom from the earth, the witchcraft powers from the air, the occult friend. We bring them.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Leviticus 26 verse number 6. Read together. And I will give
peace in the land. And you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will remove peace out of the land.
Neither shall the sword go through your land.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you grant peace,
in our land,
cause us
to lay down
in safety.
Deliver the land
from the place
of fear.
Rid our land
of evil peace
of killers
of terrorists
killer henchmen
bandits
Oh Lord
in Jesus' name
let not the sword
go through our land
anymore
Oh Lord
in Jesus' name
Father, we ask that you grant peace in our land. Cause us to lay down in safety. Deliver the land from the plague of fear. Rid our land of evil beasts, killers, terrorists, killer henchmen, bandits, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you grant peace in our land. Cause us to lay down in safety. Deliver the land from the plague.
Jesus' name we are praying.
Jeremiah 1 and verse 10.
See, I have this day set me over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Father,
Father,
with this mantle,
the structures,
system,
altar,
and blood sacrifice,
of evil influence,
and leadership,
in our nation,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice,
Father, pray. With this mantle, the structures, the system, the altar, and blood sacrifices, of evil influence, and leadership, in our nation, in the name of Jesus, with this mantle, the structures, the system, the blood sacrifices of evil influence, the leaders of
in the name of Jesus Christ. Joel chapter 2 verse 3. Joel 2:3. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, we trust you for an overrunning fire of revival from this altar to the continent and nations of the earth, from the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference
this week.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice and pray.
I
can overrun the flood. Let's swallow the Masha. Let's overwhelm the nations of the earth. Amen.
Lift up your hands and everywhere. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. God came upon Elisha, he heard. His ears open. His understanding open. The hand of the Lord also came upon Elijah. He ran faster than chariots. That hand is direction. That hand is acceleration. That hand is energy. That hand is strength. That hand is healing. Lift your hands everywhere you are and receive the fresh relief of his hand. Father, lay your hands on your children. Bring deliverance. Bring healing. Bring liberation to those in need. And when I say in the name of Jesus, receive his hand. You scream, I receive, and place the hand on yourself and pray for the next 2 minutes. Father, let your hand come upon your people for healing, for deliverance, for direction, for guidance. Receive the touch of his hands now in the name of Jesus. 1 and 2, I receive. Pray. 2 minutes. Open your mouth. Thank you for breaking the chains, for breaking the yokes, for lifting the embargoes. I see a lot of chains broken. Something happened to you this morning. Quickly, let's hear from you in 2 minutes. Encounters, visitations. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Anywhere you are, quickly step forward. Let's hear from you.
There is power in the name of Jesus.